the rest of the story. Chicago, you just think your streets are tough today. You just think you're tough today. In the roaring 20s, the brothers of the hood really knew how to get it on. I mean, those gangs were gangs. You think today's journalists are hard-hitting. Wait till you hear what one Chicago newspaper man did in 1925. I bet you wouldn't have done it. I bet you would never have called the tough Rodolfo Dangualo names in print because Rudy had whole mobs behind him, eager to do his bidding. And here was this editorial writer for the Chicago Tribune denigrating the immigrant who had dared to take over, even making fun of his Italian name and saying things like somebody should have quietly drowned him years ago. Well, I tell you, how does the notorious Rudy Dangualo take such disrespect? Well, that is the rest of the story. I'm now going to quote from a letter, the letter that Rudy sent to the Chicago Tribune, specifically to the editor who had slandered him. Letter to the editor. The above-mentioned editorial is at least the second scurrilous personal attack you've made upon me, my race, and my father's name. You slur my Italian ancestry. You cast ridicule upon my Italian name. You cast doubt upon my manhood. I call you in return a contemptible coward, and to prove which of us is a better man, I challenge you to a personal test. I prefer this test of honor to be private so that I may give you the beating you deserve, end quote. Well, the Tribune made no mention of this matter from then on. Nor did the offending editor ever come out of hiding. And to this day, nobody knows who it was or what happened to him. One can only imagine. But the really incredible part of all this is that Rudy's threat appeared elsewhere in print, and a writer for the New York Evening Journal decided personally to defend the honor of his fellow newspaper man. The writer was Frank O'Neill, Buck O'Neill. Well, he came out and challenged Rudy Dangualo to a fist fight. Well, I told you, these were rough, tough times. Anyway, Rudy was in New York on business, so he enthusiastically took O'Neill up on the offer. They met in the most quiet place they could find, which was the roof garden of the Ambassador Hotel. Now, Frank was a rather good boxer, or he'd never have challenged Dangualo. But I tell you, when he felt Dangualo's fist land on his jaw like an anvil, he knew he was in trouble. Though there were no goons to defend their boss, not on either side. And when it was over, though Rudy was clearly the winner, each man walked away with the respect of the other. Now, I know it's difficult to envision such an era, such a collision of cave culture and civilization, even for those who recall it. But once upon a time, an Italian-American, not a gangster, but a movie star, had to defend his ancestry and his manhood in a brawl, even though the only mobs he bossed were millions of women. Of course, you know the notorious sheik of silent films, Rudolfo Dangualo, but you know him as Rudolph Valentino, and now you know the rest of the story.